لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك، لا شريك لك لبيك.
Significance of the Day of Arafah. In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Salam, dear listeners, and welcome to a special program on the occasion of the glorious 9th of Zilhijjah, the blessed day of Arafah, when Hajj pilgrims assemble on the plain of the same name, southeast of the holy city of Mecca, to observe special rituals of this day on which we ought to instill in ourselves the proper cognizance of God Almighty, as the prophets had done. This year, the Iranian pilgrims are back again in Mecca for the Hajj after being denied visa last year by the Saudi regime following its massive mismanagement of the Hajj in 2015, which resulted in a tragic stampede that left over 7,000 guests of God dead on the sacred plain of Mina on 10th of Zilhijjah, including some 500 Iranian men and women. We hope this year's Hajj will pass peacefully and the day will soon come for end of the Wahhabi occupation of the land of divine revelation, which the brigand from Najd, Abdulaziz Al Saud, had seized in 1925 at the behest of Britain by shedding the blood of tens of thousands of Muslims in the holy cities of Mecca and Medina. For his crimes against humanity, London had created for him the spurious entity called Saudi Arabia in 1932. Stay tuned, please, for a special feature on the significance of Arafah, on which God Almighty accepts the supplications of the faithful and, as is evident by the string of victories of the Islamic resistance in Lebanon, Iraq and Syria against the godless Takfiri terrorists, will surely cleanse the land of revelation of the filth of the Wahhabis. Amen. Arafah is the day on which God, the All-Merciful, had accepted the repentance of the father of the human race, Adam, after his expulsion from the Garden of Eden and separation from his wife Eve for having eaten the fruit that had been forbidden to them as a divine test. Arafah is also the day which Prophet Abraham, on God's commandment, institutionalized as part of the Hajj rituals, while achieving the complete cognizance of the one and only Creator to whom he had been obedient since childhood by passing all divine tests, including his unscathed emergence from the huge fire into which he was flung by the tyrant Nimrod, his subsequent expulsion from his homeland, Mesopotamia, his settling in Canaan or modern Palestine, his leaving of his second wife Hajar and his firstborn child Ishmael in the wilderness of Mecca, and last but not the least, his sacrifice of the youth Ishmael, which was miraculously substituted with a ram sent from the heaven by the Almighty. Arafah is also the day on which the Almighty's last and greatest messenger, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, during his farewell Hajj pilgrimage, delivered a memorable sermon from atop Jabal al-Rahma or Mount Mercy, emphasizing the equality of all mankind, irrespective of the superficial differences of ethnicity, languages spoken, color of skin, and place of birth. He then stressed that, in the sight of God, faith and piety are important, and thus, in order to guide believers towards the shores of salvation, he exhorted Muslims to hold fast to the thagalein, or the two weighty things, with the words, I am leaving behind amongst you the thagalein, the book of, and my progeny, the Ahlul Bayt. Hold fast to them, and you will never go astray, for the two never separate with each other even when they meet me at the fountain of Kothar on Resurrection Day. The Prophet of Islam did not leave Muslims in the dark and specified by name his divinely designated successors, of whom the first was his cousin and son-in-law, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, who was proclaimed by him on God's express orders at Qadir Khum exactly 9 days after Arafah with those immortal words, For whomsoever I am master, this Ali is his master. It should be noted that a few years before his farewell Hajj pilgrimage, the Prophet had sent Imam Ali to Mecca to proclaim God's command concerning the correct performance of the Hajj rituals and practically teach it to the people on revelation of the first few ayahs of Surah Tawbah, including the fundamental principle of Bara'at min al-Mushrikeen, or disavowal of disbelievers, as is evident by Ayah 3 of the same Surah, which reads, This is an announcement from Allah and His Prophet to all the people on the day of Greater Hajj, that Allah and His Prophet repudiate the polytheists. As is clear, the repudiation of the polytheists, or disavowal of disbelievers, Bara'at min al-Mushrikeen, is a commandment of God Almighty and His last and greatest messenger, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, to be observed during the Hajj. Alas, after the Prophet's departure from the world, when the political power of the Islamic State was usurped by former idolaters, and after them by the second, third, and subsequent generations of Arab Muslims, who were in fact the descendants of polytheists, pagans, idolaters, this divine commandment was totally ignored. The infallible Imams of the Ahlul Bayt kept it alive, but after them, the regimes ruling Hejaz ignored it. It was in 1980 that the father of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, God bless him, revived the fundamental principle of disavowal of disbelievers during the Hajj with clear instructions to Iranian pilgrims to preach Islamic unity during the rituals while proclaiming in an organized manner the repudiations of the polytheists, especially the present enemies of the Ummah, the U.S. and the Zionist entity. Unfortunately, the Saudi regime, which is in cohorts with the enemies of Islam, has suppressed such gatherings, massacring over 400 mostly Iranian pilgrims in the most inviolable place, Mecca, in 1987. Despite such pressures, the faithful have continued to hold such gatherings to express disavowal of disbelievers, even if it means doing it in a closed environment of the hotel or the encampment of the Iranian pilgrims in the plains of Arafat or Mina. Since Arafah is a day for attaining the proper cognition of the one and only Creator as food for thought, the faithful, whether on the plain of Arafat for the Hajj pilgrims or in their own towns and cities, observe the rituals of the Day of Arafat, especially recitation of the famous supplication of this, as taught by the Prophet's grandson, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, whose holy shrine in Karbala is the rendezvous every year on 9th of Zilhijjah of the devotees from all over the world. Here is a passage from Supplication of God Almighty by the survivor of the tragedy of Karbala, Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him. O Allah, this is the day of Arafah, a day which you have made noble, bestowed honor, and magnified. Within it, you have spread your mercy, showed kindness through your pardon, made plentiful your grants, and by it you have been bounteous towards your servants. Arafah is also the day on which, in the year 68, Muslim ibn Aqil, the emissary of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, to the people of Iraq, was tragically martyred in Kufa by Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad, the tyrannical governor of the accursed Yazid. The believers, wherever they are, hold mourning ceremonies for this martyr. Here we recite some passages from the famous supplication of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, for this day. You are verily originator and reproducer of the creation, and worthy of all praise and full of all glory. Holy be your names, as your bounties are so immeasurable. Which of your favors, O my God, can I count in numbers and examples? Or which of your gifts can I thank properly? They are, O my Lord, too numerous to be counted by counters or to be realized by memorizers. Moreover, that which you have warded off and repelled. O Allah, from the various kinds of harm and mischief is more than that which came to me from well-being and joy. As I bear witness, O my God, with my true belief, and the fortitude of the determinations of my conviction, and the purity of my open belief in your oneness, and the essence of the secret of my conscience, and the ties of the canals of the light of my sight, and the lines of my forehead, and the hollows of the courses of my breath, and the cavities of my nose, and the courses of the meatus of my hearing, and whatever my two lips hide and cover up, and the motions of the vocalization of my tongue, and the socket of my palate of my mouth and jaw, and the mattresses of my dens, and the tasting of my food and my drink, and the carrier of my skill, and the tube of the tissues of my neck, and what is included by the cloak of my chest, and the carriers of the coat of my order, and the cords of my heart, and the pieces of my retinas of my liver, and that which is included by cartilages of my ribs, and the cavities of my joints, and the interacting of my organisms, and the extremes of my fingertips, and my flesh, and my blood, and my hair, and my skin, and my nerve, and my bones, and my brain, and my veins, and all of my organs, and that which are pieced together during the days of my suckling, and whatever my body that ground carries, and my sleeping, and my wakefulness, and my motionlessness, and the movements of my bowing and prostration, by all that I bear witness, that if I try my best and strive throughout all ages and all times, if I live them to thank properly only one of your favors, I will not be able to do that except through a favor of you, which also requires me to thank you for it. Once again, with new thanking and with praise that is newly acquired and newly prepared.